The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abington. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good afternoon from Taylorville for the final time of this 2022 holiday tournament. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer. Two teams facing off against each other with four wins apiece. The Silver Streaks against the Eagles of Rantoul. Jason, three keys to the game here. What are you looking at?
I think first we got to bounce back with mental toughness and execution after a tough loss this morning. We got to be able to go on to the next play. We can't let emotion get in the way of our goals. Secondly, we have to rebound as a team. You know, this is a big team. We have to get a body and box out. Rantoul has several kids, 6'6", 6'7", and they are long. Boxing out is a must. And last, communicate on D. Get to the help side. We had too many times this morning where we didn't get to the help side on a dribble drive, and when we beat off the dribble, defense and rebounding will go a long ways to deciding this game.
Easton Steck in the midcourt circle with Kyron Martin, and the Streaks win the tip. We'll set the lineups here. Galesburg going with the same starting five. Gino on the right side, skip pass left side. Open is Dominique for three, and it's short. Rebound underneath to Taylorville's Connor Smith. Again, we'll talk about their lineup here in just a moment because they are big, as we've been talking about. Martin in the middle at 6'7", just a junior. Jackson Atkins, a 6'6", senior. Drive down the lane by Martin. Missed it. And Carter Clary with the rebound. They also start Jalen McElmurray, the leading scorer on this team, at least in this tournament, 6'4", sophomore. You heard Chad Thompson say in the pregame they had a kid who hit seven threes in a game. Well, that was McElmurray. Backing his way in left side. Clary up too strong with the left hand. But Rantoul couldn't handle the rebound. It went off of Kyron Martin's hands out of bounds. And Galesburg will get it back.
Streaks look good in these white uniforms with streaks across the chest. Jordan logo on the right upper logo. Black trim. It's a sharp-looking uniform.
On the inbounds to Carter. Low blocks. Pump fakes once. Goes there up with the right hand and in.
Nice pass by Gino on the out-of-bounds play to Carter.
Little baby hook. Kissing it off the glass. Puts the Streaks on top 2-0. Connor Smith, 6'1", sophomore. Bryce Sokin, a 5'10", senior. Has it now on the left wing. Gives off to Martin in the lane, to the basket. A little bit too strong off the glass. Clary with a rebound.
Streaks in a box and one. Box and one in number 22, Jalen McElmurray.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on whether they go the one-to-one, the other McElmurray or Smith. Here's a jumper right side. Dominique can't get the roll. And a
Carter.
Tip up and in by Clary. Three boards in the game already for Carter Clary, including that offensive tip-in for 4 points.
C-squared just in the right place at the right time, almost every time.
Sokin on the right side. Up top it goes to Smith. Left side pull-up, high post, missed it. Weak side rebound, Sokin wide open. Missed the putback, though, uncontested, and it rolled off, and Clary hauls down the rebound. Rantoul missed an easy one there. Quick jumper by Gino. Hits the three
Gino
from the right elbow. Galesburg off to a 7-0 start.
Great start for the Silver Streaks.
2 minutes in. It'll be Smith who brings it up midcourt. Now to the right side, McElmurray driving in on Ian. Stops at the high post, turns to his right. Ball spins in and out. Rebound on the floor to Clary, who's got 5 rebounds already in this game. Gino driving in the lane. Fakes the kick out. Knocked away by from behind, but Keith gets it. Now Carter shoots from the high post and scores. It's 9-0 Streaks.
What a great start by the Silver Streaks. Great start by Carter Clary. 6 points and 5 rebounds here. Two and a half minutes into the game,
or five and a half to go.
He's on pace for about 50 and 29.
He'll take it. Drive to the low block. Smith with a pull up, and finally Rantoul scores. drops himself down to the baseline and pull-up jumper from the right low block.
And Smith was the one Coach Parker was really high on, saying he's as good as any guard he sees when he's playing his game and being deliberate as a point guard.
6'1 sophomore Connor Smith along with 6'4 sophomore Jalen McElmurray. Entry pass to Carter, moving his way in. Pump fakes on Martin, lost the ball briefly, kicks out to Dominique. Now Gino found an opening, drives, got contact.
Nice.
Shot won't go down. Gino's going to go to the line shooting two.
I love the energy the Streaks are playing with here early. They look rejuvenated. You know, playing at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, the first quarter today, they looked a little slow, a little sluggish. But all those signs are gone here in the start of this game.
Took it right at Kyron Martin, the big 6'7 junior in the middle, who in this tournament has scored 12, 10, and 18. He's also the leading rebounder for Rantoul, but he picks up a foul here as Gino hits his first free throw. 10-2 is the Galesburg lead.
Yeah, Rantoul, they've got some length. Everybody out on the court, minus, you know, the two-guard number 15, Bryce Soken.
Soken. The J is silent. Soken.
Soken. Other than him, he's the only short one out there. Everybody else is pretty long.
9-point Galesburg lead after two free throws by Gino. The drive by Martin got down to the low blocks, missed it again. Kyron Martin getting good looks at the basket, but he's not finishing.
And guess who rebounded?
6 in the game now for Clary. Gino skip pass into the right corner. Keith swings the ball down low, pulls it back out to Easton. Steck dribbles once, back up top to Gino. Surprised Rantoul is not playing a little more aggressive defense given the number of turnovers that the Streaks have committed in this tournament. Gino pulls up, ball batted away, gets it back over to Clary. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Right side, Ian to Carter on the give and go. Pull up high post, airballed it. Trying to save it, Keith does, gets a hand on it. Now Gino comes over and knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Rantoul ball. Streaks hustled after it, didn't give it up easily.
Yeah, Carter forced that shot just a tad bit there. Plenty of time left on the shot clock.
9-point Galesburg lead here early, just at the halfway point of quarter number one. 11-2 is the lead. On the left side, Soken with it, right in front of Streaks head coach Chad Thompson. Works around a screen right, up top to Martin. Now under the wing it goes, swinging the ball down low, Smith. Now squares up, air balls a three. Soken trying to save it and goes out of bounds on the end line. Trying to save the air ball on the weak side. It'll go back to Galesburg.
Yes, Streaks get a defensive team rebound here. Here comes Aiden. A-squared, Aiden Almaguer, and JCS both coming into the game here. Chad said JCS will be more involved early.
And Jackson Crock-Sibbing comes in just a little over 4 minutes into the game. Jace Keith to the bench. Gino Williams gets a breather. Those two guys are the ones who are physically hurting the most in that early morning game after the late night game last night. So they are the first to get a breather here in the last game of the tournament. Ian drives, kicks it out. Carter's going to shoot from the free throw line and swished it. 8 points, 6 rebounds already in the first quarter.
Carter playing like a man possessed right now.
Galesburg by 11, 13-2, 3.5 minutes to go first quarter.
The
bat away, intended pass, trying to find Jackson Adkins on the high post and a poke away from behind by the Streaks.
Yeah, Easton got his foot out there and kicked it.
Here comes the kid with the best name in the tournament.
Yes.
Zeus Brundage.
Best
six,
name I've
six
seen
senior.
So far. Shouldn't the kickball be a reset shot clock, or is that not?
I thought they just poked it away. I didn't think they kicked it out.
Yeah, Easton definitely kicked it.
On the left side, dribble drive by Adkins. Pulls up, got into a double team. Over to Brundage, now the kick out. 3 on the way for Smith off the mark. Rebound put back is blocked underneath to Adkins. They get another shot at it. Now the loose ball chased down. It's Clary who gets it. 7 rebounds in the game. Driving, Steck at the other end, up with the right hand, missed. Ball batted around, loose ball. Soken got a hand on it, and it's Rantoul who saves it on the end line into the hands of Smith. Driving other direction, they pull up on the left wing, the hesitation dribble down to the baseline. Pulling it back out, into the lane, the kick out. Brundage right side over to Soken, fires a three from the wing. Air balls it long, rebound, on the run, chasing it down, Sibbing for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg back quickly. 3 on the way, good for Dominique.
Atta baby, Ian.
Galesburg on top, 16-2, 5.5 minutes into the game. What a start for Galesburg.
This is best we played all year in the first quarter.
Best out of the gates we've seen all year for sure. Brundage with a handoff through the lane and a foul as Adkins drove down the middle of the lane. Going to get a reach in on Sibbing, I believe. Just the first foul on the Silver Streaks. 2:20 to go here in this first quarter. Richard Jones, a 6-foot senior, ready to check in for Rantoul. Gino's going to come back in for Galesburg.
No, they called it on Aiden.
They did call it on Aiden. First of the game on the Silver Streaks. Puts Adkins at the line. Jackson Adkins, 6'6 senior. First one up and off the back rim. You heard both coaches allude to the fact that Rantoul will be at our place in January. Used to be the old traditional Martin Luther King tournament. Usually was a game in early January, may have been off-site even, and then two games on Saturday and two games on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But it's with the change in the IHSA scheduling, allowing teams to schedule 31 games however they want to do it. That's reduced now to just a one-day event on the Saturday of Martin Luther King holiday weekend, and the Streaks will play Rantoul in the last game of the day that day. They'll have a game against the Chicago Charter School team earlier. So first of two meetings between the Streaks and the Eagles. It's all Galesburg here early, 16-3, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Gino on the dribble, picks it up in front of the Rantoul bench. Skip pass left over to Ian. Looks out to the coaching staff for the call. Back into the hands of Gino. Resets the offense. Double screen up high. Gino to the right, reverses left. Free throw line. Gives off to Sibbing. Down to two on the shot clock. Forces one up and airballs it. That's a shot clock violation. First turnover of the game on the Streaks.
Yeah, JCS had no choice there but to shoot the basketball. Shot up against the shot clock, had to fire away, just airballed it, didn't hit the rim.
1:40 to go in the quarter, 16-3 Galesburg. Tyler Merrill, a 5'10 junior into the game, will walk it up midcourt for the Eagles. To the right side, it's Adkins, trying to work around the screen down the lane. Used that screen to find position, but he missed the shot. Richard Jones, the rebound, lost the handle on it, bounced it over left side. A miss underneath by Zeus Brundage. And the Silver Streaks come back after the rebound. Minute 15 to go. Trying to add to a 13-point lead here in the first quarter. Gino skips it left. Dominique open around the screen. Hits it again.
Yeah, baby. Gino would have found the open man.
16-point lead for the Streaks. Back-to-back threes by Dominique with six in the quarter. Merrill walks it across midcourt. Steck will check back in at the next stoppage of play under a minute to go in the quarter. Left side, Connor Smith.
Outside.
Works his way left. Got around the screen. Fires up the three. They're going to get a foul on Gino. Got him on the arm, and that'll be three free throws for Connor Smith. And the first foul of the game on Williams.
Yeah, that's just knowing situation there. He took a step back, fadeaway three from the corner. Gino doesn't need to try to block that shot there. Just get a hand up. Stick your hand up, and you know, that shot has about a 10% chance of going in.
Chad Thompson didn't like it. He went down to the corner right in the spot where Gino was called for the foul, and demonstrated to the official who called the foul his interpretation of how things went down and why it should not have been a foul called on Gino. Connor Smith makes the first and the second with one more coming. Cutting the lead to 14 for the Silver Streaks. Three of Rantoul's 5 points here in this first quarter have come from the free throw line. 48 seconds to play. The third one up and in. They took full advantage of it. 19-6, Galesburg by 13. Steck back into the game. Clary gets a breather. Almaguer sits down with Keith back in as well.
Streaks can get a two-for-one if they hurry.
Easton will bring it across midcourt. Briefly lost the handle on it. Keeps the dribble, though. To the right side, Dominique fakes the three. They will not get a two-for-one here. Potentially, anyway. Gino drives, has the ball knocked away from behind. Rantoul steals it away. On the outlet into the front court to Merrill. Into the left corner, three on the way. Good for Connor Smith, who poses a bit there in the corner. He's got 8 of the 9 points for Rantoul with the Streaks lead down to 10.
Yeah, he's a solid basketball player.
Streaks can hold for the final shot here with 10 seconds to go. Steck with it. End of the scoring table. Dribbles his way left toward the top of the arc between the circles. Down to 3. He'll fire a long 3. Off the back rim. That's the end of the first quarter. 19-9. Galesburg leads Rantoul after 1 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger.
Alan Palmer.
Carrie Walters.
And Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone here at Taylorville. Final game of the tournament for the Silver Streaks and their opponents, the Rantoul Eagles. All Galesburg early, jumping out to a 19-3 lead. Then Rantoul got the last six on three free throws and a three-pointer by Connor Smith. And the Eagles have the ball to start the second quarter after cutting the lead to 10. In the lane, Adkins going at it. Pump fake, head and shoulder, up and in. His first basket, he's got three. And the lead is down to eight at 19-11. They got off to a big lead over Taylorville in the first quarter. And then the Tornadoes chipped away and outscored Rantoul in the second, third, and fourth quarters and came back for their first win of the year. Ian from the top of the arc, from way outside.
Oh, what a rebound.
Missed it. Carter still battling for the rebound, and now what are we going to get? We got a hand check foul. Good. I was afraid they were going to call a three-second lane violation. And Carter doing everything he could to control that rebound. He's got, eight now?
Eight rebounds and 8 points already. Incredible. Playing like a man possessed, like I said earlier.
Connor Smith called for the foul for Rantoul, their first, on the inbound behind Dominique, but he's able to get a hand on it, bounce it to the floor, and save it. Up top it goes to Williams. Gino swings the ball down low. Entry pass to Carter at the high post. Now he's outside on the perimeter, so he'll pass it away to Keith. Right side over to Steck in front of the Rantoul bench. Picks up his dribble. Into the corner, Gino. Fakes, drives baseline, cut off, skip pass over to Dominique. Extra pass up top to Carter. Streaks are going to keep running it. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Keith, the drive around his
nice
man,
move,
up and in.
Chase.
That snaps the Rantoul run after scoring eight in a row. Quick three in the other end. Good by Jackson Adkins, who was quiet in the first quarter, but he's come out and scored the first five of the second quarter for the Eagles, who pull within seven now at 21-14. Minute and a half gone in the second quarter. Gino across midcourt and a poke from behind and a foul called against Connor Smith, who picks up two quick fouls here in the second quarter with 6:32 to play before halftime.
That's big.
Potentially, yep. Will Ryan Parker leave him in? He's got his 6'7 starting forward, Kyron Martin, up off the bench. And won't be whistled in just yet. So we'll run a play inbound to Easton. Left side of the lane, stops, kicks it out, Dominique. Up top to Clary. Right side, Gino. Screen set, tries an entry pass to Carter. It's batted away, but Dominique saves it. Over to Gino for three, off the back rim, though. Had the angle on it, couldn't knock it down. Merrill with the rebound, leads the break for Rantoul. Into the left corner, quick three, good again by Connor Smith. And the kid does some hopping and showboating when he knocks those corner threes down. And the lead is four for Galesburg. With 6 minutes to go in the half. Dominique, bounce pass into Clary, and another foul on the reach from behind. Think they're going to call Richard Jones. Galesburg had the size mismatch they wanted there, and on the bounce pass entry to the right side of the lane to Clary, Jones reached around and poked from behind, and that negates the potential size mismatch as Kyron Martin at 6'7 checks back into the game.
Yeah, it was a good pass there by Gino to find Carter with the smaller guy on his back. It's probably a good foul by Richard Jones to prevent Carter.
Actually set Jones down. Turnaround jumper by Easton on the low blocks. Can't finish. Kyron Martin with the rebound. Here comes Rantoul. The chance to get down to two, maybe even one. On the dribble, Merrill. Bounce pass, free throw line. Adkins drives in on Easton. Tries the up and under. Got blocked and rejected right back to him. And he'll get it out to Merrill. He backs it up to the free throw line. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 5.5 minutes to play for the half. Around the screen, Merrill pulls up, free throw line, good, and Rantoul is pulled within two now at 21-19. This is a 16-2 run by Rantoul.
Oh, man.
Easton around the screen. The give and go to Carter. We're going to get an offensive foul called. I think the officials are going to confer. Did they get? Yep, they are. They're going to give the charge called as Merrill planted himself. On the give and go, Steck gave it right back to Clary, cutting in from the right side. I wasn't sure if they were going to say that Merrill didn't give Carter enough room to come down with a pass.
Kind of slid underneath him. But Merrill's given this team a bunch of energy coming off the bench. He's been a spark for him.
So the charge called on Clary. Third turnover on the streaks. And now Rantoul with a chance to tie or take the lead. Merrill to the left side. Jalen McElmurray around a screen from Martin. Shoots the three. Off to the left. Rebound chased down and controlled by Clary.
Number nine. Incredible. Keep doing it, big fella.
Under 5 minutes to play for the half. Gillsburg protecting a two-point lead with the ball right now. Clary up top. The lane is open. He goes to the left, picks up his dribble, reverses behind him to Almaguer back in with Keith back on the bench getting a breather. Carter tries to go right side. Spin move up
nice
with
move
the
going.
Right off the back iron. But he got the foul. He's going to go to the line shooting too.
I love the aggressiveness C-Squared's playing with. He's out here trying to score, trying to get every rebound, being the best player on the court right now.
Reach in by Tyler Merrill got a lot of arm. I'm impressed that Carter, with his strength, was able to get off even that decent of a shot with as much arm as Merrill got on that reach in. And Clary short on the first free throw. 21-19 Gillsburg. Second free throw for Clary coming. Up and off the back iron. Streaks miss an opportunity to add to a slim two-point lead now. Other end, the run on the baseline, the miss. Almaguer with the rebound and a poke from behind will be a foul on Adkins. Again, the quick reach and the quick whistle by the officials. 4:26 to go. All right, I guess no foul. So maybe because he reached in and touched the ball as Carter gets positioned down low, banks it up and in with that little baby hook shot. That puts Gillsburg up four, and the streaks call timeout. I'm wondering if his foot was out of bounds when he reached in and tried to poke it away from behind.
I think that's what it was. And right there on that last play, A-squared into C-squared, you just don't get that combination too often. Great pass by Aiden.
I'm an English teacher, Jason. I don't get that combination. I don't know what you're talking about. A-squared, C-squared, sounds a lot like some language that I don't understand.
Great pass, though. Entry pass into Carter. Carter finishes with the right hand off the right block. Streaks lead by four.
Thanks to Gillsburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rantoul for this entire tournament. Jason and I traveling in a 2022 Nissan Murano, which will be back on the lot tonight. We invite you to check it out tomorrow in that deep cardinal red. Not the cherry cardinal red, but the deep cardinal red.
Stanford cardinal red.
For any rental car needs, give Gillsburg Nissan a call, where they typically have 20 vehicles available to meet your rental car needs. Gillsburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, or visit online at gillsburgcars.com. Four-point Gillsburg lead halfway through the second quarter. Spin move up and in with the left hand, Jackson Atkins, and a foul for an and one.
Well, that's just a big-time move.
Took it right at Aiden Almaguer in a bit of a mismatch. Aiden picks up his second foul, and Atkins now with 7 in the quarter, 8 for the game, and a free throw coming. Jackson Atkins, 6'6 senior, lean and length, and he hits the free throw. Rantoul within one. Gillsburg's led the entire game after scoring the first 9 and jumping out to a 16-2 lead. It's now 23-22, streaks by one. Gillsburg with the ball. Gino stops on the left wing, over to Almaguer on the baseline, trying to back his way into the post. Now kicks it out to Clary, batted away from behind, but saves it over to Gino. Drives baseline, pulls up, tries to use the glass, missed it. Carter takes the rebound away from Gino and turns around and puts it in.
God.
Just wrestles it away from his own teammate, and Carter's got a double-double already here in the first half. The drive and a travel on the right side by Smith, who tried to go from the corner along the baseline, and I don't know if he just lost his footing, got off balance, covered a lot of ground. Second Rantoul turnover.
You can't say enough about C-Square here in this first half. I mean, that time right there, just the ball came down, his own teammate had it, and he just ripped it from him. It's going to be my basketball tonight is what Carter's saying to everybody.
12 points, 10 rebounds already in the game for Clary. And 3:24 still to play in the first half.
Just clear out and handle the ball, JCS. There you go.
Sibbing back into the game for the Silver Streaks, the freshman leading the break. Up into the front court, gets a little bump, keeps his footing. Keith on the right side. Now dribbles to the wing, down to the low block, still with the dribble, scoops it back out to Clary. 15 feet away from the basket, no room to move, picks up his dribble, back up top to Steck. The lane is open, Easton drives and banks it in.
Nice pass by Carter to find it, cutting Easton for two.
First basket of the game for Steck, 27-22, streaks by five. Under 3 minutes to play here in this first half. Both teams looking for their fifth win of the season and trying to end 2022 on a positive note. On the right side, Atkins with it, going against Keith. A little bit of length on length, pull-up jumper in the lane, and he just outreached everybody and got the jumper to fall.
Yeah, he's the real deal. Nice and long.
10 in the quarter for Jackson Atkins, 11 for the game. Three-point Galesburg lead, 27-24. Steck stops top of the arc, shoots and scores a three.
Wow. Nice shot, Easton.
Points are free-flowing here in the first half. Galesburg on top by six. Atkins fakes right, pulls up left, high post, missed it, and Carter with a rebound. Galesburg pushing it. Sibbing left side. Coaching staff hollering at him. Gets it over to Steck, pulls up high post left. A little bit long. Rebound Atkins. Galesburg by six, under 2 minutes to go for the half. Left side Connor Smith is going to back it out, working against Sibbing. Entry pass, driving Kyler Martin, up and in over Jace Keith. Pretty good defense by Jace. He stayed right with him. Just a stronger move by Martin.
Yeah, Jace did a good job. Went straight up, put his hands up. You know, 6'7 kid over him, just finished.
Steck's going to lead the offense into the front court to the right side of the lane. Stick out to Carter, 18-footer off the mark. Rebound McElmurray, his first board of the game for Rantoul. 4-point lead. Connor Smith, a long three. That was just a get it and shoot. Not the best shot in rhythm. Sibbing the rebound for the Streaks. Galesburg trying to steadily build this lead
back
up again. A cutter to McElmurray, Dominique on the right baseline on a find from Keith. 6-point Galesburg lead, 8 in the half for Ian Dominique. 1 minute to go before halftime. It'll be Merrill walking it across midcourt, left side over to Connor Smith. Little crossover dribble, got free from Sibbing. Missed the jumper from the corner. 12 rebounds now for Carter Clary. Into the front court, Dominique works his way into the left corner. A fake three by Jace, dribbles out of it, up top to Steck. Free throw line, steadily working his way, pull-up jumper from 12 over the rim. Rebound, Connor Smith. Would have liked to have seen the Streaks work that offense a little bit here.
Yeah, we're settling for the first shot, not the best shot. A couple times here in the second
quarter. Down to 22 seconds on the game clock and about a half-second differential on the shot clock, so Rantoul can run this all the way down if they can avoid the turnover. Up top, Smith. A little bit of token defense from Dominique. Looks over to the official, makes sure the count isn't going to begin. Now Connor Smith steps back three, missed it. Rebound, Keith, and Dominique will heave one. Why not? Ooh, he hits the clock on the top of the backboard. Nudged it a little bit. Ian's probably thinking, hey, Easton hit one of those in the first game earlier today. I'll heave it. Why not?
Take a shot, too.
32-26, Galesburg by six at the half. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the individual stats, the team scoring, the team numbers, and a word from the coaching staff. Silver Streaks leading Rantoul 32-26 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info. info, keyword FSBO.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Normand.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire. When the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Are you looking for a new podcast where you can get your national news from a taxpayer's perspective? Check out the America in Focus podcast featuring the Center Square's Dan McCaleb.
This jobs report, in some ways, it contradicts what I'm seeing anecdotally.
And Casey Harper.
And it's not just the economy. He has a 28% approval on the economy, but he also has 36% approval on foreign policy.
Find America in Focus wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. That's America in Focus, a news podcast from a taxpayer's perspective.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Galesburg Youth Baseball, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There's a lot to like through the first two quarters here at Taylorville, where Galesburg leads Rantoul 32-26. Streaks had as much as a 16-point lead at 19-3. Rantoul cut it down to one at 23-22. What do you like best, Jason Wessels, about what you've seen from the Streaks here so far?
Just how clean we played that half. That's the best half turnover-wise all season long. I know we harp on turnovers a lot, but the kids look like they've learned a little bit here and not turning the ball. Guys are getting open. They're hitting the right hand to when guys are posting up to ask for a pass, and we're taking care of the basketball. We do this again in the second half and keep our turnovers under 10. I like our chances today, and happy bus ride home.
Like happy flight, almost.
Yes.
Halftime statistics brought to you by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Team numbers, we've got Rantoul shooting 9 of 24. Better in the second quarter, though, 7 of 13. And from three-point range, 3 out of 8. Galesburg, meanwhile, 13 of 28, including 4 out of 11 from three-point range. Galesburg, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Rantoul, 5 out of 6. Streaks out rebounding. Rantoul, 18-13. Of those 18, 12 belong to Carter Clary. And turnovers, as Jason indicated, thank goodness for once, it's not an issue in this game. 3 for the Streaks, 2 for Rantoul. And Galesburg leads by 6. Individual scoring and a word with the coaching staff when we come back at the half. Streaks lead Rantoul by 6 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, one of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342- Heat.
Silvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minet are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain, a low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 37. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a low 28. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, a high of 42. On New Year's Eve, cloudy, slight chance of showers before midnight, a low 31. And mostly cloudy New Year's Day, a high of 46. Right now, it's 62 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Chevrolet, Buick Chrysler Jeep in Galesburg. Let's take it to Jason.
Jason Wessels here with Coach Eric Thompson. Coach, first off, I want to talk about the job your defense did on McElmurray. He was a point of emphasis coming into the game. He only had three shots, didn't score.
Yeah, Gino did a terrific job on him. He had to work hard for his buckets. He had to work hard. Unfortunately for us, they had another guy step up. They had two other guys step up. Hopefully we can take those same principles and apply them to this 5-on-5 guarding our guy, locking our guys down. They had a couple guys make shots, kind of get loose a little bit, but I think we can settle that up.
All right, and what was the message to the team at halftime?
They got some energy when they started making shots. They're closing out hard. I think our guys are letting that maybe scare us a little bit when realistically, if we're strong and rip, if a guy's guarding you 30 feet from the basket like that, that should be a straight line drive. You can handle the pressure. So it's being confident with the ball.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time. Have a safe trip home, and let's go get this win.
Thank you, sir. You guys too.
32-26, Galesburg with a 6-point lead at the half. Here's the individual scoring. Again, our thanks to Eric Thompson joining us here at the half of every game. For Rantoul, Connor Smith and Jackson Adkins, each with 11 to lead Rantoul, 22 of their 26 points. The other four, two for Tyler Merrill off the bench and two for Kyron Martin at 6-7. Really hasn't been much of a factor in this game offensively, and with only one rebound for that matter as well. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, Carter Clary a double-double already in the first half, 12 points, 12 rebounds. Ian Dominique with 8, including a couple of three-pointers in the first quarter. Easton Steck and Gino Williams each have 5. Jace Keith with 2. Silver Streaks have gone under the bench to Aiden Almaguer and Jackson Croc Sibbing. Neither of those players have scored. I want to remind you, Galesburg girls basketball coming up tonight against Mahomet Seymour. Won't be too long after we wrap up, but there will be enough of a break in between. 7:10 the pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Tip-off scheduled for 7:30, championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Good luck to Coach Evan Massey's Silver Streaks, not only looking for the championship, but for their 17th win in 20 games to get the 2022 portion of the calendar wrapped up before heading into the new year next week. So, again, join us tonight, 7:10, for the pregame there from Mattoon, and good luck to the girls. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, good luck to the girls, and let's go get a championship.
And let's get a win here tonight for the boys. 16 minutes to play, a 6-point halftime lead, 32-26. Silver Streaks will have the ball to start the second half with the same starting five back out onto the floor. Keith, Clary, Steck, Williams, and Dominique to inbound to our left to Gino into the backcourt. Jalen McElmurray will pick up Gino defensively. The switch off to Atkins. Backdoor lob to Easton, who goes up high for it. Corrals the pass, but then when he came down, his momentum took him out of bounds. Streaks went a little showtime to start the second half, and it resulted in a turnover.
I can't believe Easton got up there to even get that ball. That ball was high, top of the box at least, and he still went up and got it, almost saved it.
Had a little hop to that step, didn't he? Entry pass to Martin. The kick out, swinging around back up top. Now to the left side goes to Atkins, cut off on the side. Up top, Smith. Now into the corner, Sokin back into the game. Reversal direction back right over to McElmurray. Into the corner, bounce pass into Martin, leans in. Keith falls down. No foul called. A lot of contact there. The rebound came right back to Morton. He put it up and in.
Yeah, just nobody there to help Jace. Jace tried to draw the charge. Nobody else around. It was an easy put back for Martin.
Geno stops at the right side. Up top, Clary comes out for the pass, working his way in on Martin. Now out to Geno. To the free throw line. Shoots off the back iron. Rebound. Missed. Martin with his third rebound. Quick miss by the Silver Streaks here to start. A turnover and a missed jumper. And now another jumper by Martin, who's suddenly very active here to start off the second half. I mentioned he was not a factor at all in the first half. Guess I spoke too soon the way things have started here in the second half. Two baskets and a rebound.
Streaks need a good possession here.
Lead is down to two with 6:35 to play third quarter. Trying to back his way in. Clary lost it, scoops it out. Chase fakes a three, fades to the right side, skip pass left side. Dominique for three, switched it. And the Streaks immediately call timeout, getting that lead back up to five at 33-30. This will be a full timeout, 6:27 to go in the third quarter. One more time, we thank, with great appreciation, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, giving us our transportation to Taylorville all this week and really anytime we hit the road for Silver Streaks boys basketball, also throughout the football season and for Galesburg High School girls basketball as well. We remind you all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty. And it also qualifies on all used vehicles up to 5 years old with less than 80,000 miles. Those also get that lifetime powertrain warranty. And we are in one of the rental cars, one of the, if this is a rental car, my goodness, 2022 yeah. Nissan Murano, you're still I'm salivating over that heated steering wheel.
And it was a nice enough day today. We got to open up the moonroof a little bit.
Yep.
Beautiful day outside for late December.
We remind you about any rental car needs, give Galesburg Nissan a call. They typically have 20 vehicles available to meet your rental car needs. Check them out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, or visit online at galesburgcars.com. Galesburg coming out of the full timeout, 6:27 to go in the third quarter, getting the lead back up to three on the Ian Dominique three-pointer, the Streaks' first basket of the third quarter. And oftentimes on a timeout like that, little defensive switch, the Streaks extend and hint at a little 1-2-2 extended zone trap, but they just back off and settle into the half court. They're going to go more box and one. They showed that earlier in the game. Soken lost a handle on the dribble, but Clary couldn't get to it. Hands off to Adkins. To the right side, trying to go backdoor to Smith. Hands off to him on a defensive switch. The kick out into the left corner. McElmurray hits a three. He's been quiet all game. That's only his fourth shot attempt. He pulls Rantoul within two at 35-33.
Yeah, he's a talented player. You're not going to hold him scoreless, but you just got to try to contain him. Made his first shot of the game there.
Right side, Steck on the wing. Up top to Dominique. Drives, pull-up jumper, free throw line off the back iron. And they're going to get Clary over the back of Adkins, who had better position for his fourth rebound. And that's the second foul of the game on Carter Clary. He's talking to Coach Chad Thompson about Ian's dribble drive and the pull-up jumper there at the free throw line. He said, you know what, he's going to miss those, but we want him to keep taking them because we want him to get confident in the ability to do it. And then once a couple of those start falling down, he'll get that confidence to knock it down more consistently. But the confidence he has to shoot it from the outside just as well.
Yeah, he got to a spot there, but just couldn't finish.
Martin, right, spins left into the lane, got it up and in over Jace Keith, and we're tied.
Yeah, Martin's come out here and definitely put his stamp on the game here in the third quarter.
Yeah, 6 points of his eight in the game, and it ties the game at 35. First time in this game the Streaks have not had the lead. Geno around a screen, Carter backing his man up, and a too late pass trying to bounce into him, intercepted by Rantoul. Under five to go, third quarter. Soken on the left side. They go right back to Morton, left side of the lane. Drives right into the lane, up over Carter. Missed it, and a good box out by Clary to haul down his first rebound of the second half. Geno switches directions into the lane left, kicks it back out. Dominique passes up the three, drives into the corner. Three by Steck is in. Oh, he does draw the front of the rim. Soken with his second rebound.
Yeah, just another rough shot. You got plenty of time.
Rantoul looking for its first lead of the game. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Entry pass to Martin. Draws a double team. Dribbles out of it. Goes left. Changes directions. Missed it over the basket. Rebound Steck. Easton leads a break. One-on-one to the other end, and a reach-in swipe away by Adkins. Knocks it out of his hands. And the Streaks are going to hang on to it. Easton wanted a foul. Rantoul's acting like they're going to inbound. Adkins was standing there like he was waiting for the official to hand it to him. I think he was just kind of lingering near Easton to do a little bit of talking is what I think he was trying to do. On the inbound, Geno out to Clary on the left side of the baseline. Man falls down trying to draw the charge. And now a whistle on the rebound.
I think Carter's going to be shooting free throws here.
You're going to call that on McElmurray. Yeah, boy, that was a late foul.
I felt like he flopped.
That shot had already been rebounded. Blew the whistle.
Yeah.
First foul of the game on Jalen McElmurray. So Clary to the free throw line. Missed his first two attempts back in the second quarter. Hits the first free throw attempt here. That's his first point of the second half. And it gives Galesburg the lead back at 36-35, not quite halfway through the third quarter. Second one on the way, and good. Nice. 14 points, 13 rebounds for Clary. Making a case for Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game here.
And all-tournament team. He's been solid all-tournament long.
Yep, scored in double figures every game except one, and he had double digits in rebounds in that one.
Streaks in, is this a triangle in two?
Right side corner three off the mark on the miss. Weak side rebound battled for. It's Adkins who comes up with it and up and in with a putback in front of the rim. Ties the game up at 37. Dominique in front of the scoring table. Works his way right. Lobs it into Carter into a double team. Contact. He hangs onto the ball. Puts it up from the left side. Battles for the shot. Missed it. Rebound comes out to Dominique. Keith squares up for three. Off the back iron and a the ball went up and hit the support beam coming down.
How is that even?
And that's going to be out of bounds. That was a high rebound off the back of the rim.
I haven't even noticed that pull over the rim. I mean, I'm surprised that hasn't been hit yet.
You know, we've talked about the soft rims, and that's what you get with a shot like that off the back iron. Sometimes goes high up into the air like that. And Rantoul with a chance to take its first lead. Three ball from the corner. Connor Smith in and out. And a good tip rebound from Steck to Dominique. And Ian will bring it across midcourt. Little hesitation dribble up top. To the left side it goes over to Gino. Fakes, drives in from the left side. Takes
nice
it all the
Gino
way and in. Found a lane. And Gino finishes it in with the left hand. His first basket of the second half. He's got 7. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. On the right side, McElmurray fires it into the left corner. Merrill juggled the pass a little bit, so he's going to pull the ball way back out and reset with 20 on the shot clock. Into the midcourt circle, circling it all the way around to the right to Adkins.
Streaks are boxing one right now. On
free throw line, poked away from Ian. A scramble for the ball, and then Ian got over there, tried to bat it back in, but it deflected off his teammate Sibbing, and Rantoul will inbound. It's going to get Kyron Martin back into the game at 6-7. Zeus Brundage at 6-6 wasn't out there for very long. Just enough to give Martin a little bit of a breather and a word from the coaching staff. On the inbounds, it goes to Merrill. Handoff goes to Smith, working his way all the way to the left side. He got Gino to bite on the fake, left his feet, missed the jumper. Rebound, Martin fighting for it, and they're going to get Ian Dominique on the foul. Better positioned by the 6-7 Martin, and Ian scrambling, trying to knock it loose at 5-9. And he ended up gets called for a reach foul instead.
Yeah, we almost had that rebound. Martin ended up coming up with it off the tip, and foul was drawn.
First of the game on Dominique. Quick jumper from the left side. Missed it, though. And there's Clary with his 14th rebound. It'll be Gino bringing it across midcourt. Stops at the volleyball line. He'll back it back up. 2:20 to go third quarter. 39-37 streaks. Gino works his way to the right elbow, looking
pass
on the inside, and he found Steck, but he couldn't handle the pass. Got it back. Fires it to the outside. Oh, and he took a step backward and got called for traveling. Chad Thompson demonstrating that, in his mind, Easton kept the pivot foot on the floor, kept the plant foot on the floor and was pivoting stride along one direction then the other direction, but called for traveling nevertheless, 6 turnovers.
Easton lost his headband in the game somewhere in the third quarter. I just noticed. First time I've seen him without it.
Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Easton nearly batted away, but hanging on to it. Now the entry pass to McElmurray, cut off in the lane, firing it through the lane into the hands of Merrill, cutting in right to left and knocked out of bounds by Sibbing.
Yeah, nice play by JCS to not give up that layup and knock the ball out of bounds.
And not foul either.
Yeah.
Merrill inbound with Sibbing face guarding him on the baseline. Looking. Now the bounce pass, a little spin move with an English off the floor to Martin. Driving in, pull-up jumper over Clary, hits it from just outside the free throw line. Ties the game at 39. Kyron Martin with 8 in the half, 10 for the game now.
And he's taken 8 shots.
In the left corner, 3 on the way for Steck. Rims around and out. Loose ball, out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. All right, Rantoul, another chance to take the lead. We've been tied at 35, 37, and now 39. Steck's going to get a breather with a minute 27 to go in the third quarter. Almaguer back into the game. Keith also getting a breather on the sideline for the Streaks. Dominique, Clary, and Williams stay out there. On the right side, Connor Smith. Swinging around left side into the hands of McElmurray. Back up top to a cutting Merrill. Pull-up jumper inside the free throw line. Way off the mark.
There's Geno's first rebound.
Geno's first rebound of the game. How about that? Tie ball game. Geno drives into the lane. Contact. Gets knocked down.
That a baby, Geno. Way to get to the rim.
Take the charge. I was trying to make sure they weren't going to call a travel there. So they do call the reach-in foul on a hack. Be the first of the game on Jackson Atkins. Two team fouls each with a minute four to go here in this third quarter. And they're giving Geno free throws. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take them.
he was driving. Geno just under 60% on the season. First one up. Oh, caught a lot of the rim and then popped out. That soft bounce, I thought it was going to go ahead and drop through the cylinder, but the ball just refused. One more coming for Geno in a tie ball game. Minute four to go, third quarter. 39 apiece. Second one up and in. He's got three in the quarter. 40-39 streaks. Final 60 seconds of quarter number three. Final game for these two teams here at the Taylorville Tournament. Connor Smith on the right side. The give and go into Atkins. Missed it. Scoop shot with a left hand. Ball trickles out of bounds.
Oh, I take that
last
too.
Touch by Rantoul. A lot of bodies in the way. Just couldn't get a good look at it.
Rantoul ran a nice little slip screen there on the right wing, and they had a layup. He just missed it. And ball goes out of bounds. Dead team rebound to the Streaks.
Final 39, 40 seconds. Call it here in the third quarter. Bounce pass. Clary's going to shoot the three off the elbow, off the front of the rim. Nobody chased down the rebound. It bounces out to McElmurray. Another chance for Rantoul to take its first lead of the game. Merrill directing traffic and to pull it all the way out into the midcourt circle. Now left side it goes over to Connor Smith.
Yeah, I think they're going to hold for one here.
Yep, shot clock is off. Final 15 seconds. Smith on the dribble working his way left. That's probably the guy they want him to have it. He drives, got a good screen out high, and nobody came over to help out. He took it all the way to the low baseline. 41-40. Now whistle on the inbound. We're going to get a foul on Rantoul with 3.5 seconds to go.
I think so.
So Rantoul takes its first lead of the game at 41-40. And then Jalen McElmurray called for a foul that I did not see because I was writing the score down on my score sheet. McElmurray's going to the bench holding his midsection. So he gets called for a foul, and he's the one who gets the injury to go with it. 3.5 seconds to go. Sibbing on the inbound into the front court to Ian Dominique. Got to be clock aware here, and the Streaks aren't. They don't get off a final shot. Rantoul with a lead after three, 41-40 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at galesburg.info.
This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work. Galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
On here at Taylorville, final 8 minutes of this first game of the final session of this Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels here. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer. Rantoul ball with the first lead of the game for the Eagles, 41-40 as we start the fourth quarter. Smith on the right side trying to work out of some pressure defense up top. Now swings it back right over to Merrill. Front end of the Rantoul bench to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, bounces it over to Jackson Atkins. Little hand in the face, reach out by Carter Clary. And Rantoul will back it up. Kyren Martin came out big in the third quarter. And, boy, a push off. Yeah, they're going to call that one on Martin. He and Aiden Almaguer were doing a little fighting for position away from the ball. I was watching Martin trying to sell a foul against Aiden. And it ends up going the other direction. Second foul of the game on Kyren Martin, and a rare Rantoul turnover, only their third of the game, and their first in the entire second half. And now an entry pass, not a good one. And Rantoul steals it away from Clary. 41-40 Rantoul. Streaks trying to regain the lead, but missed an opportunity there. Smith, backdoor cut, lob up. Jackson Adkins controls a tough pass and puts it up and in from the left low blocks, and Rantoul now leads 43-40. Remember, they were down 16 in the first quarter. And we're down 6 at halftime. They outscored the Streaks 15-8 in that third quarter.
Streaks need a good possession here.
Alan McGarrett.
Gotta get a bucket.
Out to Ian. Poked away, but Ian is able to retrieve it. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Gino drives, found an opening in the lane, scoops it up from the left side, hits the deck, no foul called. Adkins with his sixth rebound. Back comes Rantoul, flying up, missed shot by Merrill. Rebound Silver Streaks. Almaguer comes up with it, left corner. Gino, three-pointer off the mark. Rebound tapped out to half court, chased down by Merrill to the left wing, backs up. He gets it over to a wide-open Connor Smith, and it's short. Weak side rebound, Easton Stack. Lots of back and forth action here. Streaks need to take advantage of this. Easton down the lane, up with a left hand and a blocking foul against Smith, as Easton did a good job to avoid direct contact, fading to the left of Smith, who was planted in the lane trying to draw the charge.
Yeah, Easton did a good job of attacking the rim. And I like when Easton's going towards the hoop. He's a much more effective player using his athleticism.
Five fouls on Rantoul here in the second half. 6:10 to play. 43-40 is the Eagles' lead, but Easton to the free throw line. No points in the second half. All five of his points came in the second quarter. His first free throw of the night is good.
Nice looking stroke. Knock it down, Easton.
43-41. Silver Streaks trail by two. It was just a little 6-1 run by Rantoul that got them the lead. Second free throw off the back iron, and McElmurray hauls down the rebound. 43-41 Rantoul, 6 minutes to play in the game. Pass off the hands of Merrill, but he is able to retrieve the ball before it goes into the backcourt. Now he works the right hand dribble to the right side, bounces it over to Smith in front of his Rantoul teammates. On the sideline, dribbles down to the baseline, trying to get around Ian, fires it into the corner. Merrill into the lane, then pulls it back out on the left side and backs it all the way up into the midcourt circle with 6 on the shot clock. Looks at his coaching staff on the sideline, down to 3, trying to drive around Aiden, curls all the way down to the low blocks and banks it in at the buzzer. Ran the shot clock all the way down and finished it off with a running jump shot, or a running finish down to the right side of the lane. 45-41. Carter in the lane, fires it into the right corner. Almaguer, too long on the three. Weak side rebound, Steck. The kick out, Dominique for three. Good! The Streaks needed that one. Steck with the rebound, keeping it alive on the offensive end. And Galesburg's down one with a timeout by the Silver Streaks. 45-44, 5:10 to play in the game. A 30-second timeout by the Streaks here.
Yeah, that's a big-time play by the senior Easton Steck. Come up with that weak side rebound and kick it right out to Ian, wide open three, and knocked it down.
Couple of rebounds for Easton here in the fourth quarter. I am for only 3 for the game. Is that what you have?
That was the fourth.
Fourth? Okay.
First offensive.
But he's been more active certainly here in the fourth quarter with the game really on the line as the Streaks trying to battle back. Biggest deficit of the game has been 4 just a moment ago. So that three-pointer by Dominique, a big one, gets the Streaks within 1. And I'm anticipating a defensive switcher coming out of the timeout. Dominique, by the way, with 14 points on a couple of three-pointers here in the second half. Sibbing and Keith back into the game for the Streaks. Gino gets a breather. Steck, Clary, and Dominique stay on the floor as Almaguer sits down as well.
Let's get a stop.
Approaching 5 minutes to play in the game. Smith will walk it across up the right side of the floor for Rantoul. Richard Jones also back into the game for Rantoul. He collides with Kyren Martin. And then they fight through it. Martin has it now at the free throw line. Triple team. The kick out, McElmurray for 3. Air balls it. Weak side rebound, Jones gives it right off to Martin in front of him for the lay-in. One of the littlest guys on the floor for Rantoul got that weak side rebound. Puts the Eagles back up by 3. Ian with a crossover dribble left side. Now Steck fighting through the lane, puts it up with the right hand, rattles around nice and drops Easton. Through. First basket of the second half for Easton Steck. Back to a one-point Rantoul lead, 47-46, three in the quarter, eight for the game for Steck. 4:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass out high to Martin. Again, he's come alive offensively, 10 and a half, 12 for the game. Smith up top, try a little screen and roll. They give it to Martin down the lane. Little push off, they're going to get a foul called. They're going to get a flop called against Keith and count the basket as well, which made it a whole lot easier for Martin to finish that off when Keith fell down. And now he's got 14 in the game. Third team foul on the streaks here in the second half.
Yeah, Jace's rotation was just late. He tried to slide up underneath and draw a charge.
Now, they called it on Clary. I don't know where Carter was in all of that. I was watching more what was happening in front of Martin.
They call it on Carter. Carter defended the pick. Hedged the screen. Wow. Okay.
So three on the game. Three fouls for Carter Clary. An and one here for Kyron Martin, the 6'7 junior. Free throw up and in. And he's got 15 in the game now, back to a five-point Rantoul lead, 50-46. Approaching the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Steck leads the point into the front court. Works his way left into the lane, lost the ball on the floor, picked up by Sibbing driving, had his shot blocked, scrambling for it, trying to get it back. It's Steck who saves it out to Dominique for three. Off the back rim, rebound tapped around. Almaguer saves it. Right corner, Steck for three. That's way off the mark and way long. And now Sibbing with a very quick ticky-tack foul as Richard Jones got in possession for the weak side rebound. And Jackson just kind of got a hand up and was very quickly called for a very light foul.
Yeah, tough break there. Streak scrambled, couldn't come up with a good shot. Gonna have to get some stops here.
The Streaks got some looks at it again. Couldn't finish off on any of them. Yeah, big defensive stop needed here with 3.5 minutes to play in the game, and Rantoul with the ball up four. And Ryan Parker calls timeout. Full timeout for the Eagles. Shot clock will be at 23 when we come back from Taylorville. 50-46 Rantoul on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Get your free WGIL button at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:31 to go in the game. 50-46 Rantoul leads the Silver Streaks boys basketball team. Galesburg girls basketball, don't forget, coming your way a little bit later. 7:10 pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off as Galesburg plays Muhammad Seymour in the championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the call right here on AM 1400 and 93.7 FM WGIL. Here, Rantoul calls full timeout. He's looking at some stats here during the break, Jason. Carter Clary had that tremendous first half, 12 points, 12 rebounds. He's 0 for 2 from the field in the second half.
Yep, 2 points, 2 rebounds.
That's the defensive job Rantoul has done on him, denying him the ball. Eagles go to a little bit of a weave here coming out of the timeout, down to 12 on the shot clock. Smith backs the ball way up.
Upside.
Now it goes left side over to Adkins. Back up top with 5 on the clock. McElmurray on the right side into the corner. It's Jones who puts up the shot. It rolls around and out. I think the Streaks were happy with him taking the shot, and he almost hit it. Bad break for Rantoul. Good for the Silver Streaks, trailing by 4, getting the ball back.
Yeah, 15th rebound for Carter.
Gino, entry pass
house.
To Clary. Bounce pass in the
nice.
Lane, up and in. Well, there you go. His first touch and first shot attempt in the fourth quarter. Galesburg down 2, 50-48, 2:45 to play.
Yeah, good things happen when 32 touches the ball for the Streaks.
Smith, left wing.
Oh,
guarded by Dominique,
Ian.
Poked it away, saves it, throws it toward the middle of the Rantoul lane, into the hands of Steck. 4 Rantoul turnovers. It's Gino into the front court. The hesitation drive, and he gets blocked by McElmurray, and the rebound to Adkins. I like the idea from Gino, but the length of Rantoul prevented that shot.
Yeah, got to stop and pump fake young players.
Martin, right side of the lane, trying to go against Almaguer, trying to hold his position. Martin elevates, shoots over him, misses. 16 boards for Carter Clary. Streaks trying to tie the game, down two, or take the lead here with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Got to execute.
50-48. Gino reverses left over to Steck. Easton drives down to the low blocks. Ball knocked out of his hands by Rantoul. Streaks will inbound. 19 on the shot clock, 1:54 on the game clock.
Yeah, Easton thought he got fouled on that play.
Williams will inbound from the right of his own basket. Dominique sprinting to the wing. They give to Easton coming in from the left side. He misses the shot. The find by Dominique on the offensive rebound. The drive by Almaguer. We've got a foul. Is it a charge or a block?
A block.
They're going to call the basket good and a blocking foul. The officials are still conferring. Now they're going to call the third official in. And he says, yes, block. So we've got an and one here with a tie ball game. Almaguer to the line to give the Streaks the lead with a minute 48 to play. And again, three shots at the basket for the Silver Streaks thanks to some heady offensive rebounding by Gelsberg. Almaguer to the line. Not many opportunities this season. 14 out of 19. And that's a big one for Aiden.
Out of 88 squared.
Streaks back on top, 51-50. 1:48 to play in the game.
Let's get a stop.
Gelsberg's first lead since they were up 39-37 late in the third quarter. Connor Smith into the front court. Right side, Jackson Atkins working against Gino. Swing it around left into the corner. Smith, Ian got a hand on the ball again. He tried to say that he didn't touch the ball and that Smith just couldn't handle the pass and it went off Smith. I was pretty confident Ian reached in and knocked it loose. He tried to sell it.
Yeah.
Minute 34 to play. 1 point Gelsberg lead. Smith, left side on the sideline, in on the give and go from Jones, right back to him. Ian sticks with him on the defense to the right side. Fadeaway shot from 15 feet, and he hit it. That was a tough shot and a playmaker shot, and Rantoul calls a timeout. 52-51, Rantoul back on top, a 30-second timeout by the Eagles with a minute 25 to play.
I mean, that's as tough a shot as I've seen made all year. Fadeaway 18-footer after contact.
Smith is 6'1". That's what he's listed at. Yes. But he plays bigger.
Yes.
And he's got a size advantage on Ian already, who's Dominique is listed at 5'9". So he's got a 4-inch on him, 4-inch height advantage. But then that vertical, a little bit of length in his arms, when he elevates, he's just got that little bit more of a reach. But still, man, that was a big-time playmaker shot on the fadeaway. Side rim about 15 feet out. Down to a minute 25 to go. Rantoul with the lead and a 30-second Eagles timeout. Let's see what they do coming out of this timeout. They're just going to sag back into the half court and wait. They're going to allow Dominique to inbound uncontested to Gino underneath the Rantoul basket, and he'll bring it up court.
Yeah, let's execute, Streaks.
Galesburg with the ball down one. Gino works his way to the right wing. Lob on the inside through the hands of Clary. Steck tries to save it but can't, and the Streaks turn it over. Eighth giveaway by Gelsberg. Clary got a hand on it.
That's just a lazy bad pass. At a bad time.
Well, Merrill checks back in place of Jones, who sits down. Minute 15 to go in the game. A 1 point Rantoul lead. Eagles ball. Connor Smith, the sophomore, will bring it across midcourt. Dominique picks him up defensively there. Down to 65 seconds to play in the game. To the left baseline, a pull-up jumper over Ian, elevates and scores again. Two tough shots by the sophomore Connor Smith. Rantoul by three.
Taking over when it matters most.
Gelsberg needs a basket here. Gino picks up the dribble. Back left side, Ian for a quick three. Misses it off the front rim. McElmurray with the rebound. Steck from the backside reaches in, trying to bat it loose or create a tie-up. They're going to call a foul on Steck. Just his first of the game. A quick three missed by the Streaks. Down three with 42 seconds to go. And the fifth Gelsberg team foul, so Rantoul will have to take it the length of the court. It's not a shooting foul yet. Keith back in, Almaguer out. Offense for defense here. If the Streaks can get back down court and force a turnover here. They try the trap on Merrill. He spins out of it. Now up the near side, Rantoul has numbers. He planted in full stride and then stop, and now Dominique has to come out and foul Smith immediately. with 32 and a half seconds to go. That's 16 fouls on the streak, second on Dominique. And with 32 and a half seconds remaining, the shot clock is now off. And Merrill will come over and inbound just to our left at half court. Here on the sidelines at Dolph Stanley Court at Taylorville, Steck will guard the inbound with Merrill and gives to Smith, cutting left. Here comes the trap, bounces out of it. Over to Merrill. Right side over to McElmurray. 28 seconds to go. Feed to the left side, Smith. Dribbles away from traffic. Here comes Easton, just has to reach out and get him on the hip. And for Easton, his second foul. Stops the clock with 22.7 seconds to go and puts Connor Smith at the line for a 1-1. He is 3-for-3 at the line tonight. 11 points in the first half, 6 here in the second half, including the last 4 on tough jump shots that have given Rantoul this 3-point lead. Smith coming into this game was 8 out of 12 from the free throw line in the tournament. But that first free throw makes him 4-for-4 in this game, including the last 5 points for Rantoul here in this fourth quarter. 22.7 seconds remaining. It's a 2-possession game right now with one more free throw coming. Up and in and out. Clary the rebound. Streaks need to hurry now. Hurry, but also get off a good shot. Gino pulls up quickly, hits the front of the rim. McElmurray the rebound. And Jackson Kroc-Sibbing reaches in, fouls him immediately, but down to 12.8 seconds to go. Quick shot by Gino.
Yeah.
Not the best one that the Streaks could have gotten.
Not the best one. You got to try to execute. I mean, I know time's running low, but you got to try to set something up. You can't just come down and fire.
We'll walk it down to the other end of the floor. Jalen McElmurray will shoot a 1-1 here. Let's see. He is... Well, he hits the first one. Even if he makes them both, it's still a 2-possession game, but it makes it a 5-point lead. Now a 6-point lead as he hits them both. 12.8 seconds to go. Inbound Sibbing over to Easton. Drives, shoots from the top of the arc. Off the back iron for 3. Rebound Rantoul, and that'll do it. Atkins pulls down his 8th rebound, and Rantoul gets its 5th victory of the season. 57-51 the final. Galesburg drops to 4-13. Postgame show, the final game from Taylorville when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing. Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Are you a veteran who needs a ride to the Iowa City VA Hospital? The Galesburg Veterans Van makes the trip there every Wednesday and Thursday. Just call them a week in advance to reserve your spots. There is no charge. Find the number to call on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. Ah, ah, ah. This is the count, Dan Kuna. And we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain, a low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 37. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a low 28. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, a high of 42. On New Year's Eve, cloudy, slight chance of showers before midnight, a low 31, and mostly cloudy New Year's Day, a high of 46. Right now, it's 62 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall to Rantoul to wrap up the Taylorville Holiday Tournament 57-51. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach Chad Thompson joins us now. Let's start off with a positive, Coach. We got off to a fantastic start here tonight. What did you see that got us off out of the gate so well here this evening?
We played really hard to start the game. You know, we just did such a good job getting up to that early lead. I really like the way they handled the scouting report early. We did a really good job executing. Number 22, we knew was their leading scorer, 22 and 23 coming in. And we figured we were going to try to take one away and kind of see what could happen. And we did a great job of taking away number 22, who's been one of the best players in this tournament. Then, unfortunately, it looks like 23 got loose when we flipped onto him. Again, we continued to have some success in that first quarter. I really liked where we were at, but it fell apart on us.
Eric's thought at halftime when he was visiting with Jason was once the next kid started to get loose and make some shots, he felt like that really got Rantoul playing a lot more freer and got them more going in their style of game more than what we had been doing successfully.
Correct. They're number two guy, maybe number one, depending on how you talk. I don't know their coach, how he feels about it, but I would say their number two guy really stepped up and made some huge shots for him and won a game for him. You know? He was dominant. We had no answer for him. We didn't have a guy that was willing to sit on his jump shot and play. We didn't have a guy that was willing to do that for the last three quarters, so we're going to have to find that guy. We're going to have to find that guy that's willing to play on the defensive end that hard when you know a guy's shot hunting.
You know, fifth game in 3 days. I'm not trying to make an excuse for anybody. It looked like there was a little bit of slow feet out there at times, maybe a little tired. Talk a little bit about, you know, do you think the guys were just a little bit tired? I know Jason and Gino were banged up a little bit. Not trying to make excuses
at all.
No, for sure.
There's no excuses in anything we do. You know, because you look at the first quarter, no one was tired.
Yeah, nobody was tired.
No one was tired in that first quarter. Every shot was going
in. Right. 100%
we were rebounding the ball really well in the offensive end where everything was going well. The bottom line is I know we were tired. They played the same five games, and they don't sub very much either.
Right.
We were front runners tonight. When the good was good, we were all happy-go-lucky. Everybody on the bench was all fired up. Everybody's having a good time. They make some shots. Our bench gets quiet. Our guys quit playing hard, and it was. This is disappointing. I'm struggling to say I'm sitting here encouraged by this. So we're gonna take some days off, and we're gonna find out the five guys that want to play. I mean, I'm not saying we're gonna start five new guys out of break against Zalman, but I'm not saying we're gonna start the same five we've been starting the last 10 games either.
Yeah.
Every spot's open right now.
And that's what I wanted to ask was, it's hard to give too much perspective at this point because there's a lot of emotion. We had high hopes coming into the day that we could come in here, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, don't get me wrong, but we had hopes of coming in and walking out with a three-game winning streak, and instead we don't get that. But so what you're talking about here is you think maybe it's good to just kind of step back and just take a break for everybody here at this point.
Mental reset.
Yeah.
The mental reset. Some of these guys got to figure out if they want to be Galesburg basketball players. And I know that sounds harsh, but it's the way it is.
Yeah.
We don't accept losing. And there's a lot of guys that are really quick to still laugh with their friends right after. No, that's not a winning mentality.
No, you're 100% right about that.
We have great humans on our team. Don't get me wrong. I'm never going to disrespect the guys we have in that locker room. Right. We have them there for a reason. We love them as people. But the bottom line is there's a lot of really good guys that don't have competitive edges in life. It doesn't make them a bad person. No. It really doesn't. They can be perfectly great people. But if you're not going to compete at the level I expect you to, that we expect you to, you're not going to play, and you might not be in the program in a year. We don't know. It's not fair to say tryouts are every day. Cuts are in November. So, you know, I'm very disappointed in the effort we saw tonight from a lot of guys. I'm not blaming one guy. I'm upset with myself, too. I'm upset the whole thing. It's an awful feeling, you know. Felt horrible after that Dunlap loss. We kind of felt one was stolen from us. But yet you know that you guys tried to do things the right way. We didn't try to do things the right way in the second half tonight.
Yeah.
We looked like we just wanted to get out of this gym. And that hurts. It really hurts, and it's disappointing.
Well, Coach, you know, we got a chance. You know, we're playing all of them when we come back. There's a lot of games left in the season. A lot of time to learn, a lot of time to teach. And this team needs to learn and grow.
Absolutely. You know, we crossed the halfway point now.
Yeah.
We're way across the halfway point. And, you know, if you looked at last year, when we left this tournament, we were playing like we talked earlier. We played our very best basketball after this tournament a year ago. So the bottom line is if we're going to be playing our best basketball at this time now, moving forward after this little break we're going to take for 3 days, if we're going to play our best basketball, we've got to find those competitive guys on the court. So when we come back to practice on January 2nd, I'm not looking at the X's and O's. I'm not looking at who can play what position, what. Don't care. The five best competitors are going to be on the court, and we're going to ride with that until the wheels fall off.
Appreciate your time as always, Coach. Have a safe trip home.
Be safe going home.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take a break here, 57-51, as the streaks fall to Rantoul. Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game and final statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Stray Cat Art in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
57-51, the final. Streaks fall to Rantoul. Galesburg ends the tournament 1-4 for the first time since coming down to this tournament, and that includes a Charleston as well. And certainly, I'm sure, a contributing factor to Coach Thompson's frustration and bitterness there in terms of what he saw and what his expectations are from his players. So Galesburg now 4-13 on the season. We do, though, Jason, have a Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And
yeah, I think it's a little bit of a no-brainer tonight.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah. Carter finishes with 16 points, 17 rebounds. He's a man possessed, especially in the first half. Rantoul did a great job of making some adjustments and not letting him take not letting Carter do what he did in the first half to them in the second half, and taking him away and trying to make other players beat him. Ian stepped up. He had 14. He had a nice game. Streaks just got to do, like Coach said, Coach is disappointed. It means something to wear Galesburg across your chest. We've talked about this a couple times this year, and like Coach said, you got to find five guys that care about wearing that jersey and want to compete and want to win.
And the reality is, from a Rantoul standpoint, once they take away Carter and the offense that he was providing for the Silver Streaks, turn them into more of a jump shooting team.
Yes.
And we look at the Streaks. Well, we'll get to the stats here in a moment, but 2 of 11 from three-point range in the second half. And when you got the size that they have on the rebounding end, if the Streaks are missing jump shots and Rantoul is able to control those boards, well, we saw the result of what happened on the scoreboard here today.
Yeah, 100%.
57-51 the final. Final stats and closing out from Rantoul when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Caps, liners, flashing, dampers,
creosote, debris, bird's nest, soot.
We are S&S Chimney Service.
I'm Nate Scudder.
And I'm Joey Stahl.
Chimneys should be cleaned at least once a year. If yours needs it, give us a call.
309-569-7517.
I'm Nate Scudder.
And I'm Joey Stahl.
And we are S&S Chimney Service.
Did you know a dirty chimney is one of the leading causes of house fires?
Get peace of mind with a clean sweep. We'll even give you a free estimate.
We are S&S Chimney Service.
Find them on Facebook.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Before we get to our post-game statistics, I want to remind you again about Galesburg girls basketball coming up in just under 2 hours, at least if things are running on time, at Mattoon. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the pregame coverage at 7:10. Tip-off at 7:30 between the Streaks girls playing for a championship against Muhammad Seymour. Here, Streaks boys fall to Rantoul, 57-51. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Rantoul 22 out of 52 from the field. Shots were almost even. Silver Streaks 19 out of 50. 4 out of 14 from three-point range for Rantoul. 6 out of 22 for the Silver Streaks. Rebounds almost, or rather free throws almost even as well. 9 out of 11 for Rantoul, 7 out of 11 for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg won on the rebounding edge, 33-30, but not many turnovers. That was one encouraging part out of this, Jason. Yeah. It was only 8 turnovers for the Silver Streaks. Unfortunately, Rantoul only had 4. Yeah, so even on a night when we minimize the turnovers, we still can't win that area.
Yeah, definitely a positive to cut the turnovers like we did. You know, it's been a bugaboo all season long. But the Streaks, you know, it's learning how to win, and it's continuing to be a learning how to win process. And this is about the third or fourth game where we kind of just don't know how to get over that hump.
Absolutely. Individual scoring. 3 players in double figures for Rantoul. Connor Smith with 18. Jackson Atkins and Kyron Martin with 15. Martin just absolutely came alive in the second half.
Incredible.
With a non-factor in the first half, and put up 13 of his 15 points in the second half. Also finished with 4 rebounds. Leading rebounder, though, for Rantoul was Atkins with 8 boards. Jalen McElmurray with 5. Tyler Merrill off the bench with 4. And 3 other players played but did not score for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, Carter Clary, 16 points, 17 rebounds. Our Deus Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Ian Dominique with 14. Easton Steck, Gino Williams with 8 each. A nod to Easton because he did some senior leadership things there in the fourth quarter that helped the Streaks at least stay in the game. He had a couple of shots that if those had gone down, those would have been big, but they just didn't fall. And he did have 5 rebounds, many of those in the fourth quarter. Aiden Almaguer with 3, Jace Keith 2, Jackson Croc Sibbing did not score for the Silver Streaks. So again, fall to 4-13 on the season. They finished the tournament 1-4, and they'll open the 2023 portion of the schedule with Alleman at home Friday, January 6th. So that's our encouragement to the home folks to get out and support this team. Forget the record. and forget the disappointment in Coach Chad Thompson's face or voice. This team could use some good enthusiasm at John Thiel Gym back on January 6th and really be welcomed home in fine fashion, hopefully. So get out and check out these kids in a game that the Silver Streaks certainly have a good chance of winning.
Yeah, Streaks, we got to get back to playing winning basketball. That's bottom line, and we got a chance to do that next Friday.
So here's my final thoughts as we close out 22. Jason, we're, as Coach said, a little over halfway through the season already. Man, it goes quickly, but incredible. Great to have you on board, and we wish you and your family a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and your family, and Happy New Year to all the listeners out there, and let's turn this thing around here in the second half of the season.
Make 23 big, and we'll get it started again on January 6th. Galesburg girls basketball again tonight, 7:10 pregame, 7:30 from the championship game of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. For Clark Burnett at the downtown studios, for Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon, good evening, and have a Happy New Year from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.